Dr. Schneer dictating a 600 watt test on Catherine, Katherine Jordan. This goes to Dr. McWilliams. On 3/21/24, Mrs. Jordan performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96%, period. Patient paused at 3:29 when she desaturated to 88%, complaining of pain in her hip. Period. She achieved 136 meters, period, and she was unable to finish the test, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on the same patient, Catherine Jordan. This goes to Dr. McWilliams. On 3/21/24, Mrs. Jordan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And then there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, and when compared to a prior study dated 11/17/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 3/21/24, Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. New paragraph compared to a study dated 12/6/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kimberly Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 3/21/24, Mrs. Fulford performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/21/23, there's been slight improvement, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ben Nieto, N-I-E-T-O. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 3/21/24, Mr. Nieto performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was improved flow rate with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/6/23, there's been improvement, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, showing some improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Minor. On 3/21/24, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/23, there's been improvement, period. No paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change, period.